Okay, so right, we are in the midst of dealing with the question of Zavashen with Skaven and Melechah Shabbos, and where one of our main Chakiras, which was drawn by a human, was right, is the Maisa is really built in two different things. It's built of the action, right, the physical action that you do, and like some sort of physical motion. There's an outcome to that action, or the actual real world results. And then all of which could have been done by an AI. But then there's also the question of intent, right? What's in his head? And then mapping that to halach categories is one of our big issues, right? This Har Gemara talks about, okay, we have whatever metzias physically that's going on, right? There is maybe a physical metzias question, but maybe not even. And our question is, how do we map from reality in, from how and from there to halacha, okay? So how does that, whatever is in someone's head, A, and B, the physical reality, how does that map into halachic categories? Okay, which is a kind of a mapping function, which actually does parallel our earlier discussion, because a lot of the trick in AI is being able to map reality into some sort of like, you know, mathematical matrix that you can use as an input. So it actually is very connected. Right, so we saw that there are a few different categories of things that are not Malachas Machshaves or Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. One of them was Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, right? There you do the Malacha, but for Rashi, it's a Malacha Siluk, where you're trying to get rid of whatever it is that happened until now. L'salik me'alav, have you Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa? Either Shimon. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, as long as it's like a melech hasidlik, as long as you're trying to get rid of something, you're trying to undo something, remove something, then it's not a melacha according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa, because it's not something that you're like trying to create with. Okay? And we kind of appealed to the concept of ma'aseh bereishis in order to explain this Rashi, because at the end of the day, you're doing the same constructive action, right? As that you're still moving things from place A to place B. So I think the answer to Rashi is that if we're really paralleling this to the act of creation during the Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, so it's where God has a plan, right? He wants to accomplish something, and he does these things in order to create the final result, as opposed to, right, someone dies, unfortunately, on Shabbos in the house. You want to remove him because you want the house to not have a dead body in it, right? But it's not part of this like sort of plan of where you preemptively decide, okay, I want to do X, Y, Z, and I have this plan, and I want to accomplish these goals, right? It's sort of a compensatory action to deal with a situation that arose not through forethought. Okay. On the other hand, Rashi's Tosfos connected back to the Mishkan, and it says it depends on whether or not it was done in the Mishkan. It says apology. It's based on how similar it is to the action done in the Mishkan, and that's really our paradigm for Malacha. Kind of cool, right? There are like two ways, I guess, to if going back to our earlier AI discussion, right? There are really two ways to address the question of how do we source knowledge, right? How do we define things? So one way to look at it is to say, well, we can create sort of like, you know, heuristics of like where you start from, what you're trying to accomplish, right? And how close this is to that goal, right? In terms of like concrete steps, right? Or like, you know, mathematical formulation of our goals and of our steps. Or, right, you can do it based on we have a bunch of data, and we can compare, right, what we have to other things that we have in our data set, right, or in our knowledge base. So you say, okay, well, this is similar to that more than it's similar to something else, right? So we'll say compare it, and we'll classify it that way. I guess like a k-means as opposed to a decision tree or something along those lines. So for Tosfos, right, we're really defining Malacha Gufa based on its similarity to the Mishkan. And again, it gets back to this mapping issue. Wow, the AI discussion really is, and machine learning discussion is actually very relevant. It gets back to this mapping issue of, right, how do we define something abstract, right? Something that's that can't really be fully explained or fully manifest in like Olam Hazeh terms, right? How do we then map Olam Hazeh to that, right? Parallel to the question of how do we map from the real world into, into like some sort of mathematical matrix which we can put into a computer. So this is kind of the opposite, almost like the opposite, parallel opposite issue. Okay, so Tosas' solution is that, oh, well, we have the Mishkan, right? Malachot are defined by the Mishkan, and how similar they are to it, how much they look like it and act like it is really the defining feature. Well, for Rashi, it's far more, there are these conceptual, like the purpose of, of what the Malacha is, what you're accomplishing, what you're creating, is really what is what defines the Malacha. Okay. Again, sorry. I just want to. Okay, yes. Okay, so the next issue or part of the issue that comes up in the Gemara then is okay. All right, so we talk, the Gemara talks about is it mikalkel or is it mitaken, right? And Tosus asks, why don't we further the logic and say that a malacha shein tzrich legufa should still be a problem even if it's mikalkel. Because if we're saying that mekalkel is chayev by chabura, which is discussion at the end of dafav, and so it's not constructive, it should be malacha, right? So then why isn't that true? Why is mekalkel is always going to be a malacha, even if it's destructive, even if it's mekalkel, why shouldn't it also be malacha when it's ein tzrich legufa? Okay, so Tema de Bisov Parakam de Chagiga Mashma, Dada Patra Bishima Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, Hainu Bishim de Bai Melachas Machsheves, the Imkin Chabura de Lo Bai Melachas Machsheves, Lechayiv Ba Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. It does kind of leaves that as a question, because once, right, once we're saying, Rabbi Shimon says that Mekalkel de Chabura is Chayiv, so Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa should also be Chayiv. Right? Now, I think a good answer is, I'm not sure if that makes so much sense, but that's such a good question according to Tosfos. Right? It's a much better question according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, Melachshin, or at least the day in Tosfos that we were talking about before, Melachshin, and Tosfos in general seems to hold that way, that Melachshin Gufa is based on its parallel or similarity to the Mishkan. So, okay. If it's not similar to the Mishkan, then it's not defined as Meleches Kosev. It's not Melech. It's not defined as Meleches. Let's say Shochet or whatever the Isra of a Chabura is, of making a wound is. So it shouldn't be an issue. The fact that it's they were Mechayiv by Mekalkel wouldn't help you. The thing about Mekalkel is that it's not constructive. Is that it doesn't match the paradigm, right? So it isn't really the malacha that we're talking about. So according to Tosos, actually, it's not really such a bomb question. According to Rashi, I think it's a much better question. According to Rashi, well, if you don't need it to be constructive by chabura, because mekalka be chabura is chayiv, so then why not say that Melachshin is also going to be an issue, right? Yeah, Tila.
If you discussed this last week, then you can move on because I feel bad that I wasn't there. I'm just curious, like, why map this onto Tosfot versus Rashi? Because for me, it goes further back than that, right? We like, for me, it's just a question of whether Rabbi Shimon acknowledges the distinction of Rabbi Yehuda from Mitakin versus Mekalkel. Am I miss like, is that where it starts? Is
Rabbi
which one
Shimon
else is
and
going
Rabbi
on?
Yehuda argue about Mitak and Mekalkel. I mean, according to Rabbi Shimon, Mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda says Mekalkel b'chabura is pater.
Right.
Right? Now,
So
it
then the
works out very nicely because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we seem to care much more about the end result, in which case, even if it's Mekalkel, Mekalkel b'chabura, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is therefore going to be pater because Mekalkel, the end result was destructive, not constructive. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, we care about the purpose. And the purpose of Chabura right, is always in some sense mekalkel, right? So there's no stira between the, or there's no, the fact that you're making of a wound was destructive, right, doesn't make it not a productive, you know, act of that malacha, because we define the productive quality of the malacha based on your intent, which is why Davarshin Miskavin for Rabbi Shimon is going to be pater or even motor, because you don't intend to do the malacha, while according to Yehuda, it's going to be either asur or chayiv, because according to Yehuda, we care about the action and the outcome more than we care about the intent. Right, so those two go together. Now, the question that Tosos then asks, well, if Rabbi Shimon is going to say that Mekalkel is the whole reason why Rabbi Shimon, right? I mean, Tosos' question is actually really cool in that Tosos is basically saying, well, these two really go together, right? Rabbi Shimon holds that we care about your intent. And therefore, and that's why what he's saying in Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa, right? And that's also why Mekalkel is going to be Chayiv by Chabur Hasei. Why don't we say that Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa doesn't matter by Chavala, right? Because the whole point of making a wound is, let's say, is destructive. But then we don't care about whether or not it's constructive at all.
Right. So, okay, in my head, that makes sense. I don't know if you're saying what I'm saying or I'm understanding it the opposite. But for me, like, the idea of Tosfot tying together Malach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa with the Lametet Malacha, with the Mishkan, sorry, fits really nicely with the idea of Malach Machshepet coming from the Mishkan. Whereas when you're dealing with something like more amorphous in terms of like Rashi, where it's not so tied to something concretely, then you can get into abstract questions about what role Chabura plays. Because we know that there are things that they did in the Mishkan that involve some sort of kilkul. So for right. Tosfot, right. It makes sense for that to be Esser.
So it makes more, I would say,
for sorry, Tosfot, it makes sense for Malach Machshevet to apply there. Sorry, Malach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa to apply right. to Chabura.
Exactly. That's my point, right? According to Tosfos, Malech Hashem Tzrich Legufa should still apply because that's less a question of constructive, right, and intent versus outcomes, right? Because Malech Hashem Tzrich Legufa is really about how well it maps to the paradigm of the Mishkan. While for Rashi, it is, I think it's a much stronger question because for Rashi, the whole idea of Rabbi Shimon, that Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa is pater, is because Birtzono Lo Balo, right? It's not something, it's not really like a manifestation of your intent to constructive action because you really wished it never happened, it never came around in the first place. So if that's true, so that level of subjectivity should also say that by Chabura, right? The whole idea by Chabura is that even though it's destructive, since it's Mekalkel, Tos is saying, oh, well, it's Mekalkel by Chabura is Chayev, even though, so why don't we say Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa also is going to be Pater, is also going to be Chayev by Chabura, right? Delo by Malachas Machsheves. Right? I think there's a good, actually relatively straightforward answer to this, right? Which is, I think Tosfos is just taking it a step too far. Right, Tosfos says, "Mashmat hada patar Rabbi Shimon malach shein tzricha legufa, hanu mishum debay meleches machsheves, v'imkein bechabura de lo bay meleches machsheves, lechayev ba malach shein tzricha legufa." Tosfos is making a huge assumption here. Yeah, Rachel. Or was that not a hand? That was a...
No, I can try. It sounds like he's saying there can never be intent for a chabura. Or no one would ever have intent for a chabura. So
So not quite. He's kind of saying that the intent for, that's not, it doesn't ever reach the threshold of Melechas Machsheves, and once you're chayiv for it anyway, so who cares about Melechas? So then Melechas Machsheves doesn't really apply. Right? But I think the answer is it's not at all what Rabbi Shimon's saying. Rabbi Shimon's not saying that there's no din of Melechas Machsheves by Chabura. Right? What is Rabbi Shimon saying?
Saying we care about the intention, and it's not about the Melechas Machsheves, it's about the intention.
Right, or Melechas Machsheves is about intention, right? It's not that you don't need Melechas Machsheves, yeah, it's that you can have Melechas Machsheves through intent, just like you could not have Melechas Machsheves, right, through a lack of intent, right? Gufa, right, what did Rashi say for, is if you really would have rather this whole thing not happen, so then there's no Melechas Machsheves. And that's an extreme formulation, right? Rashi's idea by Melechas Shemshich L'Gufa. But what it really says is that what, for Rabbi Shimon, what defines Melechas Machsheves is your intent. So it's not that Mekalka B'chavura has no Melechas Machsheves. It's that because you genuinely intend to ruin this person, and that is the productive and, you know, manifestation of your Machsheves to do the Melacha, that would count as Melechas Machsheves. So the same thing is going to be true. So therefore, Mekalka is going to be Nechshav and Melech. Right, but that's only because it's like a malacha that makes it a malacha. But a malacha shenitzich legufa, the whole point is that there isn't that right constructive intent, right? Or yeah, I guess we'll call it constructive intent, even though right in the case of chabura, it's actually for destructive purpose, right? Okay, so Rabbi Shimon basically says you need to have constructive intent, but if there's destructive purpose, that's fine. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need the constructive purpose, and that's why Melech Shetzinich HaLegufa is going to be chayiv also, because you still have constructive purpose, right? Even though you don't have the intent for it. Because you're still doing the malacha, and you meant malacha, it's just not, right, the purpose. Your purpose, well, your sense of purpose isn't there, but that's fine according to Yehuda. Okay. Now, using that, we can answer the following problem. Right? Tosos says that according to Yehuda, right, maybe the Gemara said basically, "Im titzilomar kalachak Yehuda, mekalko itzol patach v'shari." Pirush Yehuda itle de mekalka b'chabura pater, alfagav de pater avalaser. So miuhacha mutter lechatchila mishum dika tarti mekalka b'chabura v'derushin miskar. Okay, so Rabbi Tosos says that. Because wait a second, according to Tosfos, right, according to Yehuda, the Gemara says that according to Yehuda, if it's considered mekalkel, then it would be okay, right? Then according to Shimon, maybe it's a devar shenu miskaven. Even according to Yehuda, maybe it's a malacha tamiskaven. Or it's Malach Shenitzich L'Gufa, which is generally Chayiv, right? Or it's the Roshin Miskavin, which according to Yehuda is Aser, or Chayiv, unclear. We'll get to that in a minute, right? If so, according to Yehuda, right, if it's Mekalkalo, it's going to be Mutter. Wait a second. Hacha Mutter L'Chadchil, B'Shem Dika, Tarti Mekalkal, B'Chavur, the Roshin Miskavin, right? He says, wait a second, normally Mekalkal is Aser, right? It's Pater of a Aser Medrabana. But here it's going to be mutter. Why? Because it's also mekalkel, and it's also derushin miskavin. Okay, and basically Tosfos says, "Oh, since there's the two of them combined, it's going to be okay." Now, Rabbi Yeshua asks, "Why? Right? Just because you're putting them together, that shouldn't necessarily help." So he says, "Ah, must be Tosfos near Adisha Tosfos l'shita tayu." Right? מותר מן התורה, מלאכת מחשבת בעינן, דקיבן דלא מצער אלה מדרבנן, שפר כתבו כאן, דקיבן דהבי נמי מקרקע ואי קטרתי למליותה, כולו היי לורך מיון. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Malachas Machshavah is also a Torah. It needs to be Malachas Machshavah, in which case, if it's Darbashim Miskavin, it's only Asur Midarabanan. And if it's only Asur Midarabanan, Mekalkal is also only Asur Midarabanan. So it's two Darabanan. And, you know, Kulei Ha'ilo Echmiru Rabanan. Right? There weren't goes there. Okay. Fine. Right, not such a compelling answer, but it's not a bad answer. So it's okay, they're both Darabanan, and in this case, the Darabanan weren't kosher. Not so good, because generally, we don't say it's Mutar Chatzchila to do two Darabanans. Right, maybe you can argue B'makom Mitzvah, trade Darabanan B'makom Mitzvahs are sometimes Mutar. It's a good question. Now, you point out, Masha Einkein L'Perush Rashi, Yoma, D'man Da'asar Da'var Sheinu Mitkavein, Hainu Mid'oraita. Tulo shayach lechalek b'mekalkel bein mitkavein l'sheinu mitkavein elahad z'shirin en hacha haynu mishum b'makom mitzvah mutar lechatchila b'mekalkel. So he says, according to Rashi, it should be, if Rashi seems to say that d'varshin mitkavein according to Yehuda is ashram d'oraisa. Right? Also, part of the cases in the Gemara here seem to be malach shen tzricha l'gufa. In which case, according to Yehuda, it would also be Asur Midaraisa, right? This is, maybe it's only just, but it's only, Mekalkel is Asur Midarabanan, and maybe Makom Mitzvah, they're Matir. Okay, so basically his answer is, maybe they're, you know, it's Asur Midarabanan, and they were Matir in this case. Okay? So at least according to Rashi, not so compelling. Number two, going a little further, the Mishnah Lamelech, wants to ask the following question. It says, Ika l'svuke, iplubtaihu b'isra Torah dafka, ava b'isra d'rabanan, maybe moder b'yuhuda d'shari. Maybe your b'yuhuda's moda, that d'rabashin miskavin is moter l'chadchila, odilma afil b'isra d'rabanan asar b'yuhuda. The Mishnah of Malach says, maybe, when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue about d'rabashin miskavin, it's only by the raisas, but not by the rabbanans. Why? Right? Normally, we don't make such a chelik. It's very easy to make a tosus. As he brings our tosus as a raya. Avinir shekavanatam hi, mishum de mekalke lo asur ki min rabanan, mishum hachi, kol sheinu mitkaven shariyaf le Rabbi Yehuda. Ela de lo lichale le harab and machaber le farash kin bidivere tosut. And ken, my kashlu, mehi digor adem yisaf. So, with the mani, ich lo hukshu lehemeot asugi de perakira, de mochach mina. Afilu b'yisrael d'rabanan asur Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe k'shu Rashi, Mr. Gibbs, he says, wait a second. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in some places, it seems clear that even in cases where it's only asur d'rabanan or it's mekalkel, Rabbi Yehuda is still oser. Like the case of dragging a big bench, right? The classic case of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is dragging a bench on the dirt. Dragging a bench on the dirt, right, might make a furrow, but unless you're actually in a field that you're about to plant, that's not really, it's not metakein. There's a l'chalik v'lomar, shayni mekalkel mishar yisrei d'rabanan. It says, maybe mekalkel is different than other yisrei d'rabanan. Kegon chor is plowing, but it's only plowing with a shinoi. If you're just dragging a bench, right? You're not using a plow. It says, maybe doing a malacha b'shinoi is different than mekalkel. Okay, why? Right. He's basically saying that different derabanans are going to be different. They're going to have different statuses when it comes to these yisurim. Tahani avshe in yisurim kiyim derabanan, avshe in mechavin aser, ava makalkel kiel, choshe in mechavin shari v'lomatzasi tam l'chiluk zeh. Because maybe the difference is between makalkel versus other yisurim derabanan. If you do a malacha with a shinui, that's going to be aser, even according to Rabbi Yehuda as a davar sheino miskavin, but Mekalkel is going to be mutter. But then he says, I don't know why. Right? Why would that be? Okay, so we're going to have, our job is going to be think, well, maybe, why should that be? V'da, da'af l'man di'islay d'r'yuda oser d'r'yuda miskavein, shu da'af k'bisr Torah, ha'b'yisurim d'r'abanan afr b'yuda moda d'shari b'yinu miskavein, lokol yisurim d'r'abanan shav in l'inyan zeh. This is also, even think that we're mechal yisurim Yisurid-Rabbanan is Yisurid-Doraisa, and Yisurid-Doraisa for Rabbi Yehuda, not every Yisurid-Rabbanan is created equal. The Davka Yisurid-Rabbanan, the Ein Yisurin HaHalal Ben HaTorah, B'Shomakom, Az Hu Darmin, and Kol Shem Nizkav, and Shari. Only when the Yisurid-Rabbanan is one, which is like totally Yisurid-Rabbanan, right? Aval B'Yisurid-Rabbanan B'Makom Acher Yisur Zeh Kedmuso Asur Ben HaTorah, but any case where it's Asur Ben HaRabbanan, because elsewhere it's actually Asur Ben HaDoraisa, I mean, they took like a Doraisa paradigm and they extended it. Like doing a malacha is aser. Doing it with a shinoi is aser midrabanan, right? But the malacha is aser, right? So when the rabbanan expand that, then it's going to be aser even according to Yehuda, even if we're trying to say that the rabbanans for Darvashin Miskavian are mutter according to Yehuda. After makom ze ino aser ki midrabanan, mikom makom, after ino machavin aser the Yehuda, mishum de kol de takon ki de raisa takon, v'chu. Okay? So the Mishnah Zayach makes two claims, or suggests two points. Maybe we can mechalek between Mekalkel and other Yisurei Darabanan. Two is maybe we definitely need to be mechalek between Yisurei Darabanan, which are based on expansion of the Doraisa, right? Or built off of Doraisa versus ones that are holy. Lock, stock, and barrel, midrabana, right? That are creations of the rabana. Okay, but again, he doesn't really explain that one. Although he says, oh, maybe because called the takan the rabana came to raise the takan, but he doesn't quite explain like why that should be. So what? How can we explain the two of these points? And he has two points, right? One is that Mekalkel is different than other Yisurei Darabanan. And two is that Yisurim that are built off of an Yisurei Doraisa are going to be different than Yisurei Darabanan that are purely just of, you know, Midarabanan.
I mean, the latter of those two, I think, is pretty, like, reasonable. That, I mean, I guess it depends on how you conceive of, like, the rabbinic creation of and you alluded to it, but like how you conceive the rabbinic creation of obligations, but perhaps if like the Isurim that are Nivne or Harchavot of Dine Doraita still have the Koach of the Din Doraita, whereas new ones are a little bit lacking in their foundation. I don't know, that seems like reasonable.
Yeah, it's definitely reasonable. I would say like, can you give me like more formal explanation of why that would dafka like result in like what's like the actual difference
formal difference.
And why would that dafka impact Davrashin of Miskavi in a current of Yehuda? Now I'd say like it's a little bit of a funny nafkamina, right? It's like a super specific nafkamina. You could say like, oh well, you know, there are like general nafkaminas and this is one of them. But it's kind of like, why would this be like, oh, the difference between these two things, like, is Rabbi Yehuda's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Devershin is Gavin. But you're right. You're definitely right. I want to say, but I'm like, I want to.
Yeah, that's further. No, I understand.
Yeah, like a sharper, like a formal, like an technical explanation. Yeah. Either.
If it was just this new Durabanon and it was based on Devershin and Gavin, like, if it never existed. Your intention to this action, you're not intending to do an iser, but if you're intending to do an iser deraita, that okay, Roshim and Kavin, then your intentions are to do this act that are against the Torah.
Well, I would say that in neither of them, I mean, you have to remember we're dealing with the case of Davrashin and Miskavin, so neither of them are you actually intending to do the malacha. I think you're thinking in a good direction, right? Like, how do we define like what you're thinking about, what you're doing, right? But in this case, I wouldn't say it's a case of Darshan Miskavin.
This is also a little bit of a hunch. I'm not entirely sure what to do with it, but I feel like there should be a distinction between Mekalkel for the sake of destruction and Mekalkel for the sake of some form of tikkun. Like in the case where you're like, in the case like with Mafis Morsa, right, where you're making a hole in order to like help heal a situation, as opposed to like, I feel like one of the textbook cases, like digging for the sake of getting dirt. Like I feel like there's just like different levels of constructive and non-constructive action, but I don't think I have a good understanding of to what extent Rabbi Yehuda cares about it. I get the why other people that have Rabbi Shimon in mind would jump on that, but I'm not exactly sure where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from.
So yes, yeah, so definitely you'd have to like, you know, even within Mekalkel, the Chabura, I think we do require there to be some sort of, you have to accomplish something that you're intending in order to do it. But I want to know, like, why would Mekalkel, why would, according to Yehuda, who generally says, oh, Dervishin Miskavin is a problem, and say, oh, by Mekalkel, Dervishin Miskavin is going to be fine. Like, what would trigger that? And then the second question is, like, why would Isurei Derabanan that are an expansion or built off of Deraisa gonna be usher by Darshan Miskavin for Yehuda, but things that are exclusively Derabanan are not? They don't have to be the same answer, by the way.
In terms of the first one, it just seems to be how Rabbi Yehuda understands Melachat Machshavet.
Okay.
Like Melachat Machshavet just is not destructive. It's about creating something.
Okay. But like, why then? But Mekalkel is also the Rabbanan. So why would,
I don't know if this is correct, but my assumption was just that was kind of like out of deference to Rabbi Shimon. I mean, I don't know if it works that way, but
no. I mean, Rabbi Shimon says Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutar L'Chatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser, right? But Mekalkel is, everyone agrees that Mekalkel in general is going to be okay. Is going to be only Aser Medarbanan, except by Mekalkel Bechabura, right? And the reason why is because, according to Yehuda, you'd be Pater. According to Shimon, you'd be Chayiv. Why? Because since you intended to make a Chabura, right? When you punch somebody in the face, so on the one hand, it's destructive for the guy's face, but since you really hate the guy, right? It's very constructive for your fist. It's not really so constructive for your fist either. It's actually very bad for your fist, but, you know, like, it's good for your, I don't know, whatever, like, right, we have to get back to AI. So in the Turing movie, right, he has this, like, thing that he comes back to a lot of times, like, people really enjoy violence, right? He, like, comes back to that point, like, a few times. So, it's like metakin in the sense that people really get a geschmack out of some good violence, right? Like, the guy whose brother's on the boat, right, punches Turing in the face. And, you know, he's like, that's how it's like, he really gets like his, you know, is like, gets okay with the fact that the ship's about to get blown up. Right. And like, so it's attacking for him. Right. And like helps him cope with the situation. So for him, it's attacking almost. Right. But objectively, right, it's definitely Mekalkel touring space. So, So Rabbi Yehuda says Mekalkel b'chabura is pater because it's objectively destructive, right? And Rabbi Shimon says that it's chayiv because it was subjectively productive, right? So they both require melachas machshavas, right? In different, but they are applying that concept in different ways. For Dervishin Miskavin, Rabbi Yehuda says, since you did the malacha, it's a problem. According to Rabbi Shimon, since you didn't intend to do it, it's fine. It's mutter. Right? What we're saying, or the Mishnah Melech is suggesting, that maybe Tosfos thinks that Mekalkel But in cases of mekalkel, if something's only us or midrabanan, because it's mekalkel, right? Let's say, right, we're not dealing with a case of chabura even. Let's say we're dealing with a case of, I don't know, you're doing a malacha of chofer, right? But you're destroying a field, you're ruining it, right? Or something along those lines. So then it would be mutter if it was a davar shenu miskaven. Okay, so for the second one, let's skip ahead to the second one, and we'll see, and then go back to the first. The second one says that we'll be mechalek between different types of Isurei Darabanan, right? Ones that are created exclusively by Darabanan, which are an extension of the Isur Daraisa. So let's appeal to our famous Chakira about the difference between Isurei Daraisa and Isurei Darabanan, which is, and remember, this is like our favorite go-to hakira by Isurei Daraisa, Isurei Darabanan. What's the nature of Isurei Darabanan? Where do they come from?
I don't know if this is what you're going for, but as gedarim to prevent you from doing a Daraisa?
It's like one of the main reasons, or one of their, like, their jobs, but like I'm just saying, for like what pasuk, like the pasuk, right, is lotaser, right? You have to listen to the chacham, and the authority of Isurei Darabanan primarily comes from, right, your obligation to listen to the chacham. So one of the famous hakiras in the Achronim is that Isurei Darabanan are like a isur gavra, not an isur hefta, right? You are obligated to do X. You are right, have to listen to the chachamim. Okay? Meaning what? Meaning that you need to listen to them. Right? But the actual action that you do isn't necessarily inherently imbued with meaning. Right? So if you do an Isur Darabanan, there isn't necessarily some sort of Maisa Isur that happened. Right? Not meaning being maybe like an Isur Darabanan, but Shogeg might not even exist. Right, because the Isser is to not listen to the Chachamim. If it was an accident, you never didn't listen to the Chachamim. Right? You just isn't now. In which case, right, let's think of it like this. If an Isser is built off an Isser Doraisa, right, let's say there's a Maisa Malacha, and you're doing it Bishinui, right? So you're still doing the Maisa Malacha, you're doing it Bishinui, right, which gets you a Ptur, but it still registers, right, the Pashtas. Pashtas is that if you do an Isser Malacha, Bishinui, right? So it registers, it's pater, right? But it still is a malacha, just being done bishinui. So you have like a, you have an out. In which case, when the Rabbanan make it usur, the Rabbanan, right? It still registers. The action still exists because the action is built on the platform of the Daraisa, right? They're just telling you that this action, which halachically already exists, is an usur action. As opposed to when the Rabbanan say, just don't do that, right? Don't go there. So then the Isser is there's no Maisa Isser, right? Just that you, as a person, but Gavra, chayv to listen to the Chachamim. Okay, how does that apply then to Davar Shenu Miskaven and Rabbi Yehuda?
I think he's saying that when it comes to Darabanan, it's harder to draw distinctions in terms of Kavana versus not Kavana because Darabanan applies differently.
It's like, I'm going to say the opposite, but yes. in the sense that by Darabanan, right, Kavana is going to play out differently. Anyone else want to give it a shot? You're correct. It's about the kavana. But like, you can find, like, mechanically, how does it work? Remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is Rabbi Yehuda mechayev davreshen miskaven or osa davreshen miskaven? What do we say about Rabbi Yehuda's whole approach to the malachos?
It's about the like action and the outcome of the action, as opposed to the purpose.
Exactly. Right. So why is the davreshen miskaven aser? Not because of what you're intending to do, but because of the outcome, the action itself. Right. So why by Isuri Derabanan that are purely Derabanan is it going to be okay?
Because when there's an Isur Gavra, it's not about the outcome.
Exactly. Right? When it's an Isur Gavra, it's about you defying the Chachamim. The Chachamim told you to do something and you went ahead and you defied them and you didn't listen. Right? By Devar Sheino Miskaven, the problem is not that you went ahead and you did it, right? Because you didn't intend to do it at all, right? The problem, says Rabbi Yehuda, is that you still have the outcome of the Maisa Malacha. So when the Isser is, you did this Malacha Beshinui, so you did the Malacha Beshinui, the outcome still exists. Even if it's Asur Midrabanan, the outcome still exists. Two things, right? According to the Pnei Yeshua, why is it that any Isser Midrabanan, right, is going to be okay by Devar Sheino Miskaven? Mandar Davar Sheino Miskaven is only Asur Midrabanan, so if you have two of them together, it's going to be okay. So Davar Sheino Miskaven by Darabanan says Bishua is always going to be okay. Lefi Tosfos, why? Because there is Yisur Darabanan. Says the Mishnah Melech, we should be mechalik between different types of Darabanan. If the Darabanan is an extension of the Daraisa, so the Maisa Isser, right, is actually a really real halachic Maisa Malach or Maisa Isser that registers, right? There's a Totsah, which halachically exists. It might be pater midaraisa, it might even be mutter midaraisa, but it still is a malacha, it's a malacha b'shinui, in which case, when the Rabbanan asserted it, you're still doing it, you still did a malacha b'shinui. But if it's a purely the Rabbanan iser, that the Rabbanan created lock, stock, and barrel, so the only iser is the iser gavra of that you have to listen to the chachamim. But if it's davreshen miskaven, then you never intended to defy the chachamim. In which case, there's just no Isser, right? Because the whole Isser Darabanan was only in Isser Gavra in the first place, and it's Davar Sheino Miskaven, so you never intended to defy the Chachamim. Okay, if that's true about the second part. What about Mekalkel? Why could we then be Mekalik also between Mekalkel and other Isser Darabanan?
Is it that, like, maybe, like, destruction isn't really a Maisa itself? I don't know.
In the sense that the whole Isser, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, by Davar Sheino Miskaven is what?
The outcome.
The outcome, right?
Well, the outcome still did not, that it was destroyed.
Yeah, but the whole point of Mekalkel is that the outcome is destructive, so you didn't actually have an outcome of a Malacha. Right? Why is Mekalkel Asur Midrabanan according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's only Asur Midrabanan, not Midaraisa. It's not Midaraisa because the outcome is destructive. It's Asur Midrabanan because you're still not supposed to do the action of a malacha. Right? But if it's Davar Sheino Miskaven, then you never intended to, right? You're not trying to do a malacha. So says Rabbi Yehuda, or says the Mishnah Melech, we can mechalek between two different types of Isur Darabanan. Either between Mekalkel versus Shinui, right? Because if you do it b'Shinui, the Totsas Malacha is still there. So it's still Aser, right? You did the Malacha, right? You didn't intend to do it, right? It was Davar Sheino Miskaven, but the end result, you still did the Malacha. You did it b'Shinui. Okay, so it's Aser Midrabanan, but you still did it, right? But if it's a Davar Sheino Miskaven and it's Mekalkel, Davar Sheino Miskaven says, you never did it, right? It just kind of happened. And Mekalkel says, well, it never really happened as a Malachas Mashavis either because the end result was Mekalkel. So you didn't intend, right? You didn't do a Maisa Malacha and you didn't have a Totsah of Malacha because the Maisa Malacha doesn't exist because of Davar Sheino Miskaven and the Totsah of Malacha doesn't exist because it's Mekalkel, not Mataki. Right? In which case, Rabbi Yehuda will say, okay, it's fine. And that can answer our third question, which is, what about Rashi, right? Go back to this in a second. Where's Rashi? Where did Rashi go? Here we go. All right, according to Rashi, Rashi said what? The Chiyamar Rabbi Yehuda Davarshin Miskavin Aser Bimetaken about Makalkel Lo Amar. Right? Sorry, I think the order got mixed up on the Hebrew English. Right, the left thing. But right, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Makalkel. Why? Mutter. The Chiyamar Rabbi Yehuda Davarshin Miskavin Aser Bimetaken about Makalkel Lo Amar. Right? Rashi says, he explains our whole Gemara, and this is where everything's coming from, that, oh, and Rabbi Yehuda only says Davarshin Miskavin Aser if it's Metaken, but not by Makalkel. Why not? Right? Especially according to Ben Yoshua, who thinks that Rashi Shita across the board is that Davarshin Miskavin according to Buddha is Aser Midoraisa. Right? So if it's all Darabanan, so that's one thing. But if it's actually an Iser Daraisa according to Behuda, so then Davarshin Miskavin is Aser Midoraisa. Right? Mekalkel is Aser Midarabanan. So if you put them together, you should get one Iser Darabanan, right?
Right.
Is 1 + 1.5 equals 2? Right, Iser D'oraisa plus an Iser D'rabanan makes him mutter? Doesn't make any sense. Right? One's Iser D'oraisa, so you're doing an Iser D'oraisa in an Iser D'rabanan way. So maybe it should be also D'rabanan. Great. Right? Why does combining them make them D'raban? Did make them mutter l'chatchila? But the answer is if D'rabashin miskavin according to Behuda is only Iser because of the Totsah, and Mekalkel is Iser because of the Maisa, right? When you put it together, what do you get? You get bibbidi babbidi boo, right? You get there's no ma'isa malacha and there's no totsasa malacha, so according to Behuda, it's totally mutter. Rabbi Behuda says you're chayiv even if you just have the totsasa malacha, right? But if it's mekalkel and it's davarshin miskavein, so it's not asa midaraisa because there's no totsasa malacha, and it's not even asa midarabanan because there's no ma'isa malacha. Right? Because it's Davarshin Miskavin. So Davarshin Miskavin by Mekalkel, says Rashi, is going to be Davarshin Miskavin is only Aser B'Metakin, but not by Mekalkel. Now he doesn't say it's because it's two Darabanans, right? He says it's because Davarshin Miskavin is only Aser B'Metakin, not by Mekalkel. Right? It's Dafka that combination. Okay? And, I'm going to leave those out. Well, they'll be there. I think we explained those already. Yeah. Everyone good on that? Right? So basically, it's less than the sum of its parts. Normally, things are right more than the sum of their parts. But here, things are less than the sum of their parts, which is pretty cool. Okay. I think we'll stop here before we get to Psik Resha. And I'll let you guys digest that and think how we could train an AI to understand that things can be less than the sum of their parts. I think that would be the biggest issue in training an AI to do lambdas.
I tried to do the Hakir chart thing. It failed miserably.
Okay. Well, we'll have to... I'm sure, like, we'd have to make a custom AI in order to try to make Hakir charts.
Can I share what it
made? It made chakra charts.
No, that sounds interesting, right? I want, yeah, share. Can I give you share control?
You have to give me control.